to Brazil now, where calls for President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment are getting louder in the wake of an economic downturn and a massive corruption scandal. Anti-government protests are planned this weekend throughout the country. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, the embattled leftist leader is only a few months into her second term, and her popularity is at an all-time low.
This week, Dilma Rousseff descended the famous ramp designed by Oscar Niemeyer in the presidential palace of Planalto to a crowd of women chanting her name. The carefully choreographed ceremony was intended to show Rousseff, who was signing into law a ban on femicide, as a leader who has broad support. But the night before, the scene was a very different one. This is the sound of what is being called the panelazo, or the pot banging. While she was addressing the country on TV, people grabbed their pots and pans and drummed on them in protest.
Dilma is facing a very tricky situation.
Carlos Pereira is a political scientist at the Getúlio Vargas Foundation. Rousseff was elected only 4 months ago in the closest elections in modern Brazilian history. She got just over half the vote. Now, though, her popularity is at 23%. The economy is tanking, inflation is rising, and investors are fleeing. The Brazilian real, according to Reuters, is the world's fastest weakening currency. But what has hit her administration hardest is the Petrobras scandal. The state oil company is at the heart of a kickback scheme to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. It's implicated her party. It's alleged illegal funds were funneled to it and her 2010 election campaign. In all, dozens of politicians are under investigation, including the heads of both houses of Congress and half of the Congressional Ethics Committee.
And their neck is under threat. So right now, they are putting the government in trouble. Their strategy right now is to make the president fragile. They are signaling to the government that they have something to trade.
That trade is legislation. Already there's been trouble passing key laws that are seen as vital to restarting the economy. Pereira says Rousseff's coalition is too broad and diffuse, and she's treated many of her allies badly. So there isn't a lot of goodwill there. In fact, just today, a member of her coalition was the one to formally put forward a petition for her impeachment in Congress. On the streets of Rio last night, Rodrigo da Fonseca handed out flyers asking people to attend this Sunday's protest in Rio de Janeiro. He lists all the problems the country has had since Rousseff's election in 2010. I'll paraphrase. Gas prices have gone up, the water system has been destroyed, our electricity bills are going up. We are tired of paying for the mistakes of government, their rampant spending. People are on strike, unemployment is rising, our taxes are high, and we see nothing for it, he says. It remains to be seen, though, how much traction the movement will get. Today, pro-government marches took place in cities across Brazil, garnering a few hundred to a few thousand supporters in each location. The anti-government demonstrations will have to mobilize many more than that if they want to unseat a democratically elected leader. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.